Radio. Vermont recently became the fourth state to legalize same-sex marriage. Do you think every state should follow suit? Why or why not?
Well, I think it's great that Americans are able to choose one or the other. We live in a land that you can choose same-sex marriage or opposite marriage. And you know what? In my country and in my family, I think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there, but that's how I was raised, and that's how I think that it should be between a man and a woman. Thank you.
There's a lot of fury over the beauty queen who denounced gay marriage to a guy named Perez Hilton, an openly gay blogger who trashes celebrities. He asked the question you just heard. It was 21-year-old Carrie Prejean with the answer that was an honest answer. She said exactly what she thought. If she had answered differently in not saying marriage should be between a man and a woman, she'd be wearing the crown, most likely. No offense to Miss North Carolina for this USA pageant. What a way to start for me, especially here on ATN. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you throughout the entire week, live all the way through. And, man, we have a lot of things to get to in this show, including coming up around the bend, a way to solve some of your credit problems. If you're having them, don't be shy about getting on the phone and trying to renegotiate that rate. You have people that are finding overnight their rates jump anywhere from 8 to 28%. That's startling. You know, you're paying 8%. And then all of a sudden you get a bill and it's 28%? No. Especially you paid on time, you paid a little bit more. I think it's a mafia of a different sort when it comes to the credit cards. And here's the other thing. I don't know if other people are experiencing this or not. There's like the full court press. First, they want to cut off your card when you don't use it and send you a snotty letter about it, especially when you're paying it off. Or they want to jack up the APR on it and shock you with that, even though you're paying a little bit more on it, too. Or the other thing that they want to do is press everything that they can, give you the full court press, sell you everything they possibly could sell you. And when you get on the phone, you say, geez, no thanks, because I'm always the polite rejector. Ah, no thanks. I understand you're doing your job, but not interested, whatever. Man, they keep coming back. They are pressing it up. And I think, have you seen any of the letters that you send people day in and day out, and then you're asking us for more business? So she got the business anyway, as I veer off in a different direction. Miss California did for her answer, and I say bravo to her because she was just truthful, saying exactly what she thought. It would have been easy to, as we see so many people do, and kids learn this, unfortunately, sometimes through families at an early age, do what you can to win. So she was beautiful. She had a lot of the elements they were looking for. She was doing well. It was narrowed down to the two. She probably would have flipped that. She would be wearing the crown. And is it about beauty contests and wearing a crown and saying you're Miss USA? Well, there are things that come out of that. Career opportunities, money, appearances, travel, all kinds of stuff. And so she's denied that now, and it's all because of, I believe, the stand that she took and the person who asked her the trap question. So I've asked this throughout this entire show. Was it a colossal blunder and she should have just faked it? Or is it bravo because she has a spine? I think most of you are going to say bravo because the lady has a spine at 21. This will serve her well if she continues to take that same route in her life. And it's not always easy. I mean, let's face it. It's not always easy to do the unpopular thing. And in these beauty pageants, which I know nothing about other than some people I've talked to about it and some documentaries and things I've seen on it. But, you know, whether we make fun of it or say, oh, that's correct, you know, complete nonsense or whatever. To get to that position, though, you have to put in a lot of work and a lot of time. So she put in a lot of work and a lot of time that is going to ultimately you know, ultimately did rather lead to her not getting the crown. And let me ask you this, America. How often do we see the headlines where they'll say this causes global warming, you know, whatever it is, aerosol spray, you know, a certain kind of foods, etc. Well, the latest thing that people are talking about, and because it's getting some headlines, I was reading a story from England the other day, and they're saying if you're obese, you are a global problem because you're creating global warming. Scientists are warning that the increase in big eaters means more food production, which is a cause of CO2 gas emissions warming the planet. And also, scientists point to this. Overweight people are more likely to drive, adding to environmental damage as well. And you should have seen the photographs I saw in this British paper. If I was one of the people they photographed from behind, at least the ones they showed anyway, they can't be happy with that. I mean, we're just talking, when they say obese, we're talking really big people. Not just a little chunky. No, we're talking really big people. So, and let me just tell you where this research comes from. Researchers at the London School of Hygiene, they have that, and the Tropical Medicine say wealthy nations like the U.S. and Britain are getting fatter by the decade, and that food production accounts for about a fifth of greenhouse gases. And that this is, you know, we got to do something to reverse the global trend toward fatness, that it's a key factor in what I just told you about. Because you get into the car and pick up a pint of milk rather than walk and go and get that. Well, here's the thing. If you're in an area where you're not having any access, walking access to the store, well, of course you're going to do that anyway, but I understand. And they say anyone with a body mass index above 25 is overweight. More than 30 is obese. But they say 40% of Americans are obese among 300 million worldwide. So me giving you all this gobbledygook, gobbly nonsense that I just read to you, some of the details of it, are you buying that? I mean, is global warming, is it refuted pretty much as a fraud, or it's not a fraud? Has any of the science really been proven? You know, yes or no? The Earth is heating up and cooling down for millions of years, right? So, is global warming just the sexiest, hottest craze that people jump on? Are you buying any of the global warming? Do I think there's things we can do to help the environment? Absolutely. Do I think you can recycle and little things here and there? Absolutely. Do I think you can help your fellow man not kill as many trees? Absolutely. I'm not so sold on some of the specifics that people throw out on global warming. You know, like that last one. Absolutely. I mean, is it healthy to be gigantic and not be able to walk anywhere and have to drive everywhere? I'll tell you, the people they took pictures of, I don't think they're driving anywhere anyway. But a lot of the stuff that you'll see about global warming, most of the science that's quoted is more hocus-pocusy. There's a lot of holes in it. You got to get some good science out there to get people to flip in that direction other than environmentalists and those that are jumping on the latest cause. My cause is to, I'll tell you, do whatever I can to help people get out of credit card debt because it's ridiculous. That's up next here on the show.
Burger.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 800-800-0179.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
How many people have found themselves in this situation lately? You go to the mailbox, you're in a good mood, you open your credit card statement, you've been paying on time. In fact, you've been paying more than you're supposed to pay. I mean, you're not just paying the minimum. You're trying to get this sucker paid off. You feel like a good guy. It's all about paying off the debt, right? Getting under the wire, and suddenly your APR is jacked up, and you have no clue how that could have happened. I can't tell you the countless conversations I have had with my own friends about this phenomenon that is just so ugly. Something has to be done, and what is going on here? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You can always chime in, of course, by dialing 800-259-5791. Joining us now on the show, Jerry Curtis from Burton Associates. He knows all about this. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Kate, doing very good. Thank you for asking us on the show tonight.
Hey, you know, it's exactly what I said, and you and I talked off the air. I can't tell you how many people have said that to me. I mean, people who are working hard trying to pay it down, sometimes they don't even have a big balance. How can they do that to you? What's going on?
Well, Kate, an example of that is I had a lady that came to us about a month ago, owed $1,400 to one of the major credit card companies. During the year, she had been in a hospital. Husband had been in a hospital. Unfortunately, she had been cut half and part-time on her job. Her husband even lost his job. Just a real nice people, but circumstances prevailed. And she owed $1,400. And she was able to pay them. She could scrape up about $30 a month, and her bill was supposed to be $60 a month. And she couldn't get these people to listen to her. So I told her to come on by and let's see if we could help her. So we started to make phone calls to the credit card company. And I told her we was going to call and we were going to see what happened from there. Shirley, first person we got on the phone from the company wouldn't do anything with her. And I said, well, you just tell them in a nice way. You would appreciate if you can talk to their supervisor, but I want you to be assertive and keep going with the call. She did. She got the other people on the phone. She stressed her case to them about what had happened and trying to, you know, get some amount of help, and they wouldn't do anything about it. So finally, we went on to the third person. that would finally listen to her. And, of course, this person made a statement of something like, well, do you consider this that this would be a hardship? We said, well, yeah, sure do. No doubt about it. So under those circumstances, what we were finally able to accomplish, it was $1,400. They knocked off all the charges of late charges for some time, which added up to $600. They agreed not to charge any more late fees for 6 months to give her time to go ahead and pay off the bill, because after the deductions, it brought the bill down to about $800. So for her, that was accomplished. But, Kate, for the ordinary person that doesn't understand this, it gets to be a disaster on the kind of money that they owe.
Yeah, no kidding. How do you negotiate? People say that all the time. I've heard Susie Orman say that on a trillion shows, and Gene Chasky and all kinds of other financial advisors. Dave Ramsey, who does the radio show, of course, it's so popular. It's about this very thing. How do you negotiate it? Say you're just a little bit shy about that. You're just getting somebody on the phone. Do you ask for a manager? What do you do?
Well, the whole thing, most of the time, the people have not been through circumstances like this. The worst thing in the world, what really happens here, the basic is fear. They're scared to do this. They haven't done it before. They've got to take action. But if they'll just take action, pick up that telephone. You're probably not going to get the first person to do anything about it, but you've just got to tell yourself you're going to be persistent. Ask for the supervisor. If that one can't do you any good, ask for another supervisor. Probably after about three of them, you're going to get somebody to talk to you. Now, if you take one of these credit cards, and this is what's crazy about these credit cards, you can start off at 8% and, you know, going by all the different algorithms that they have in their equations, you can end up at 28. And it's a matter of trying to get that 28 cut down to 8. Kate, I think they're a bunch of loan sharks, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, I do, too. I mean, how do they determine this anywhere between this 8% and 28%? How do they figure that out?
Well, every one of them has a different agreement. And it's just a matter of a small amount of time until you can go from 8 to 10 to 12 into the 20s. There's really no rhyme or reason for how these people come up with all these charges.
Boy, no kidding. Just it's insane. Now, the other part of this is people, it's that same thing. People get browbeat and they're afraid. And you hear all these commercials about, listen, relieve the stress, end the credit card debt, do a debt settlement deal. But really, some of them will get you backwards, won't they ultimately screw up the whole financial matter, right?
Well, you go to these financial people, you have nothing, absolutely nothing. They're going to charge you up front. These people can charge you anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000. They can tell you everything in the world. They're going to call the credit card companies. They're going to try to get them to settle or cut them to some kind of payment or something like that. But in the ultimate end, there's no assurance that this is ever going to happen for you. So you can be a whole lot worse off. It sounds good. There's 1,500 of those on TV advertising that thing every day, but there's no assurance that that's going to help you.
Yeah, because they're working the settlement, and who knows, and like you said, they're talking to the credit card companies, and you're not doing it, so now it's out of your hands as well. How do we fight this? I guess you just can't have very many credit cards. Just get them out of your life, right?
The best thing a person can do, if you made up your mind, seriously, you really want to clear up your record. You want to get your credit score back, which you can. But we're going to have to do it. If it's me, I'm going to have to do it. Anybody else has. First thing you got to do, you got to get rid of these credit cards. You have. It's like smoking. You got to give it up. You got to come up that one day and say, this is the day. You know, I'm not going to touch them anymore. And you got to use cash, Kate. You got to use cash. It's a proven method out there. 3-to-1. You're 3 times more apt to pull that credit card out than to pay somebody cash.
Yeah, boy, I agree with that. But then, you know, Jerry, the other side of that is when you go to get a house or whatever, all this other stuff, sometimes I've had people say, you don't, I have great credit, I have good credit, solid credit, but then people will say you don't have enough, you know, forms of things out there. They want you to have a little bit of debt. So is it good to just maybe keep one with a small amount?
Yeah, it's always best to have one if you're a person and you can stick that one back for an emergency. It's always best to have that. That way, if something serious came up, your wife got stuck and in the middle of nowhere, your husband, you always have a way out where, you know, you can take care of an emergency if it comes up.
Yeah. Do you think how many of us are backwards, even just a little bit, with credit cards? I think this is what I'm going to tell you. This is a layman telling you this because I'm a talk show host. You do this for a living. I'm going to say like one out of at least every three people, somehow they owe something to the credit card companies. It doesn't mean they're real deep into the hole, but they're in the hole somewhere. Do you think that's accurate?
More than likely it's true. I'd say from last year to this year, on the amount that it's up from people not paying their bills, getting behind on credit cards, it's probably up at least 21%.
Wow, that's incredible. And now they say that now supposedly, because of course that's what happens, the billion cry, we don't do anything on Capitol Hill, but now we're going to go after the credit card companies. But, Jerry, you and I know that part of the getting elected, at least in the past, was a lot of that was credit card money. So that could make it pretty interesting, don't you think?
Absolutely, it could.
The loan sharks, I mean, they do hold the cards after all. Although the Bank of America, of course, now with their releasing what they did in the first quarter, you have to think that that's got to help the consumer maybe, because they obviously have credit cards, and so you'd have to think something would bounce back there. Because I've heard people even with the 700 credit score still get denied car loans and stuff.
Yeah, you do it this time. They always swing one or two ways. Last year this time, you had people like some of the big banks, Wells Fargo. I mean, they were nearly giving a guy $1 million line of credit just to have out there in case he wanted to buy a house. Well, lots of luck finding that. So now they swing back all the way over to the other way. And then a good person, it's hard for him to get anything except, hawk everything he's got. So it always swings one way to the other every time we go through these crashes.
Yeah, no kidding. Jerry, thanks for hanging late with us. And you can catch, of course, Jerry Curtis. You can catch him on our archives at GCNlive.com as well. Get a hold of him if you have problems trying to clear up all this stuff. He's a debt expert. Jerry, thanks. You have a good one.
Yes, coming up on the Kate, you might get my email if you don't mind.
Okay. We'll do it. We'll give the email on the flip side. Also, we're going to talk about Miss California. Blunder or was she honest?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Mention this on the show, everyone. You know how I like the movie scene and we always preview some of the movies? I did go, as promised, to see State of Play, and I'm going to say thumbs up or high five. I don't want to steal the signature of Siskel and Ebert way back in the day. It was good. Russell Crowe, Ben Affleck, Helen Mirren, Rachel McAdams. It was entertaining, and it's that whole espionage, Capitol Hill, congressman. I don't want to give away the plot. And we did actually play, and we do that Thursday going into Friday, a little bit of a snippet of the movie, but it was good. I would say if you don't get to the movies or you're trying to save the $8-9 it takes for a first-run movie, go see it at the dollar store or go rent it once it comes out, but I would absolutely recommend it. I think most of the critics gave it pretty high marks. Another movie coming out that's highly anticipated is Angels and Demons, and that's the second to The Da Vinci Code, or at least chronologically movie-wise it is. Angels and Demons came out first before The Da Vinci Code, but now they're making a movie of that Dan Brown book. So 2006, the first one, if you remember, made $700 million. I'm going to say this one is going to make pretty big coin too. And it's so perfect. I mean, you get that brand going, boom, people want to read, they want to see. So they have now, after the Da Vinci Code came out, it's been 6 years, whatever it's been, he's got a new book coming out too. So the movie comes out, a new book comes out, The Lost Symbol. I mean, I get sucked into the books because of the history aspect of it. But boy, the Catholic Church does not like any of these Dan Brown books. They don't like the territory that he has immersed himself in, and they disagree with a lot of some of the research for the books and stuff. And, you know, I agree with him. Here's the deal. It's a book. It's a book, people. He's not writing a religious book in the sense that he is contradicting religion other than from a novelist point of view. And, you know, I never understood that because I guess because it rips open the pages and some of the things that have been discussed about Catholicism. But that's where you have to say, well, you know, here's the deal. It's a novel. It's a movie. It's not a religious handout, a missalette, or whatever. So please, lighten up. Frankly, I like The Da Vinci Code. I like the books. I actually like the books better. I don't know that it translated quite as well on screen. We'll see what Angels and Demons should translate pretty good. That might actually be a little bit better than the first one was. All right, we like to do this thing on the show, and I've gotten to it a little bit here in the last week and a half, and sometimes I haven't had time to get to it, but it's called News You Can Abuse. So it's upside down, crazy, something that you can smile at, lighten the load kind of news. And we're going to hit up the email, too, as well here. In Des Moines, Iowa, we have people that listen to us in Ottumwa, Iowa, like Jana and the rest of the crew there. Well, apparently in Des Moines, a bulldog named Porterhouse keeps getting closer and closer to the big title. Yeah, a bulldog beauty contest. Fitting, because we started with a real beauty contest. So the beautiful bulldog crown finally ended up on the head of Porterhouse. And this is two runner-up finishes and one Mr. Congeniality title. And finally, Porterhouse nabbed the top dog honors. The good news is dogs don't have to answer controversial questions. But congratulations to Porterhouse. Isn't that a great name for a dog? I don't know if you know this or not, if you've just started listening to me, but forever I asked for people to help me with choosing a dog and telling me about breeds of dogs and all that sort of stuff. And finally, I'm now 4 weeks into owning a golden retriever. And the golden retriever was given to me way too early, but he's eight weeks old, and it's a blast. He looks like a little lion now, so I'm worried. Big paws, I'm going to have a huge dog. I have this feeling. This out of Ogden, Utah, a homeowner is saying that an anonymous donor should not have paid his water bill. Don Ekstrom said he still disputes the $560 bill that he was given for the water that was supposedly used in 2 months. And now somebody else paid the bill. He's a paralyzed vet. And he said there's no way he could have used 300,000 gallons of water in July and February. And some good Samaritan, knowing of the story, came forward and decided, I'm just going to pay it. But I agree with him. I mean, it's ridiculous that he got nailed for that bill in the first place, so they need to find out where the error came in so he doesn't get the bill again. How about this? Officials in Webster, Massachusetts, agreed to correct spelling errors in road signs pointing to a central Mass lake with a 45-letter name. I can't even pronounce this lake. You should see the letters in it. Let's just say there's a lot of G's, a lot of M's, a lot of H's, a lot of C's. Vanna White couldn't turn the letters fast enough on this sucker. I mean, that's got to be one of the longest places for a name I've ever seen. And people, of course, misspell it over the years. Locals just call it Lake Webster, and that's probably what I would do, too. A 45-letter name? Who came up with that? What do you do when you win the lottery? Well, you know, you usually go and take exotic trips. Maybe you give some of the money away. Maybe you buy some cars and buy some houses and that sort of stuff. Well, this guy named Tim Clements out of Brooksville, Florida, hit a $3.3 million jackpot. He did it, though, a couple of years ago, and he wants to return to what he's calling the farm life he grew up with. And he decided to open a nude dude ranch. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how many people are going to feel comfortable, though, going to a dude ranch and actually partaking in the whole nude thing. I don't know. Of all the places to go, it's not a beachy atmosphere. Yeah, I'm thinking it might be a little thorny. might be tough for some people. This out of Bow, New Hampshire. Cops there are saying a man driving a pickup truck had a coughing fit and lost consciousness. It led to a horrible crash. He crashed on Interstate 93 on Monday morning, and then the emergency worker showed up, and they said he had a coughing fit and lost consciousness. His pickup truck went off the highway, hit a pole, and caught fire. You know, this whole the coughing thing, I know somebody that had a coughing fit, knew something was wrong. They couldn't stop coughing. His name's Mike, and he went to the hospital, and next thing you know, he's having open-heart surgery and almost died. And the only tip-off sign was something's wrong because I can't stop coughing. So this guy ends up unconscious. You heard the story, hits a pole, catches fire. And what happened was a state trooper saw the crash, stopped to help. So lucky for him, the driver had bumps and bruises and maybe some broken ribs. But there was a gun in the truck that was discharging because of the heat of the fire, and they were able to pull him out of it. So that's a very, very good thing. Also in this News You Can Abuse segment, which, by the way, you can contribute to if you send me something at americatonight.net. There's, like, more than you can imagine on crazy, odd, strange news. And, it seems like a lot of it comes from the police blotter. And it does, night in and night out. A lot of it is about stopping people and crazy oddball things that you turn up as a result of it. You know, earlier in the show, we were talking just briefly about Alan Stanford, the billionaire Texan accused of that $8 billion fraud. And he's saying that he's been set up and he's the patsy and really was the second in command, all this other stuff. Regardless, there is a mustache face of Sir Alan Stanford that you can purchase for $30. Mm-hmm. A Fort Myers entrepreneur put his face on a limited edition commemorative title that he is peddling on eBay. They're only producing 1,000. Then the original plaster models are going to be destroyed, they say. And they created these Stanford images after the SEC accused him of three of his companies of a massive Ponzi scheme. And surprisingly, they've sold a bunch of them, no joke. 30 of the 6-inch black and white tiles have sold so far. See, I would have thought, who wants this? What, so they can smash it in half? Maybe that's the idea, let loose on some frustrations, people who invested. That's the only thing that I can figure out, because why would you want his face otherwise? Yeah, doesn't make sense. And we're going to end News You Can Abuse with this crazy, crazy one. And we're going to take it to Nairobi, Kenya. A Kenyan man bit a python who wrapped him in the coils and hauled him up a tree in a struggle that, I guess, lasted hours. Can you imagine that? How big was this python? This guy must not have been very big. What happened was farm manager Ben Nuambi was working the weekend, and then he was hunting for livestock. And what happened was all of a sudden he felt this spongy thing on the ground, and the next thing you know, his leg was entangled with the huge python. And then the snake, which is what they do, coiled itself around his upper body, and he had to bite it, but the python still managed to, man, he must have been so strong, drag him, I'm not making this up, drag him up a tree. Then it eased its grip on him a little bit, and he was able to take a mobile phone out of his pocket and actually call for help. The supervisor came with a cop. They smothered the snake's head with a shirt, and the rescuers tied it up with a rope and pulled, and then they both came down at the same time. He's okay. He had damaged lips and some bruising. The snake escaped from the three sacks it was actually bundled into. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? Birthdays and other frivolity on the flip side.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Stretch Drive time here on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you. Thanks for all the emails. Quickly, I'll rifle through some, pretty much all summarizing the same thing. Billy says, thumbs up for Miss California. In my eyes, she should have been crowned Miss USA, and in my heart, she is. Good for her for speaking the truth. Here's one from Jacko, and Jacko says, thumbs up to the little lady from California. Perez Hilton has no idea what he's talking about. He tried to trap her. It's obvious. So thank goodness for women who have a backbone. Backbone seems to be the main thing, spine, backbone. Here's another one from Annie, and Annie says, congratulations to Miss California. She should have won. In my eyes, she did win because she correctly answered the question by speaking the truth. That sums that up. Got a lot of reaction to that here on this version of ATN. Remember, you can catch me night or day or anytime on americatonight.net. Let's go out to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don, what's shaking?
Kate, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I got to tell you quickly, I saw State of Play. It was pretty good. You should go see it if you didn't see it.
Yeah? How do you know I'd go see that this weekend?
Because we are movie hounds, and we always exchange information on movies. So.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, I don't have anything. I'm not a big fan of Ben Affleck. You know, he's had some good movies that I've really enjoyed. He's had a lot of tankers. But the man just seems to get miscast in a lot of movies, you know. And I mean, when you're looking at Robin Wright Penn and Russell, and you're realizing that they both look the same age, kind of, you know, and he just didn't kind of fit into that. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, he
did a good job.
He was a little bit miscast in that, but it wasn't a bad movie. It was pretty decent.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was a great political thriller, I guess you could call it. But
yeah, and we like that, yeah.
Yeah. And I like how, you know, the media was hounding politicians, you know. It's probably like what the biggest battle for politicians are is dealing with media. But hey, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I watched this biography this weekend, and I could have sworn I was watching Barack Obama's biography, but all of a sudden they said it was Che Guevara.
We need that rim shot. That's funny.
You know, and it's just amazing, Kate. I'm watching this, you know, and it's really interesting the thinking of one side versus the other. I, you know, being a success, not being a success. They showed how he hooked up with Castro, and he had realized, you know, that all the Americans are all rich, and they're using these poor peasants and the, you know, Latin America to, you know, to get them rich, treat them as slaves, even though they weren't getting jobs, you know, and that somehow, like, you know, he became a Marxist and, you know, everybody becomes the same. And the thing is, you know, and we see some of that today, you know, and in America, you've got people that are the have-nots, the people that, you know, whatever, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of them out there that the hand of fate took a crap on them, you know. But a lot of other people make decisions, and because of those decisions, they're not a success as much as they wanted to be, you know. And maybe they just don't have the inner drive to want to be a success.
Sure.
I mean, I believe this is the country that, you know, I see a lot of, you know, people come up from Latin America, Mexico, and they just work their butt off, you know. And, I mean, I was at my favorite little restaurant, you know, the one the other day, and this family, I'm talking to them in Spanish. They got out, they walked out, and they got in a Lincoln Navigator. And it was fairly new, and I was like, wow, you know. And I just said, you know, and I just kind of smiled because I said, you know what, they had to work their tail off to buy something like that,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so it is a land of opportunity. It is a land of you know, if you work hard, and, you know, you make right decisions, you can become a success, you know. But when you sit back and you see ideologies that say we need to take all the money from the rich to give to the poor, you know, everybody could be the same. You know what brought down? Here's an interesting thing. So I don't think I ever told you I went to the Soviet Union twice before it fell. You know what brought down the Soviet Union?
What?
Everybody thinks it was Ronald Reagan outspending them and, you know, the military and everything. Well, one of the biggest hard hits to them was that put them in a little bit of spin was when they launched in Afghanistan.
For the first time ever.
We're the superpower. How can we lose to this little dinky country?
Yeah, no, they never lost.
No, and that got their people thinking, you know, hey, what's going on? How do we, you know, something's not right. But you know what did them in? The movie Rocky IV. Rocky, that was the highest black marketed VHS in the history of the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's because the Russians fighting Rocky, you know, the American. And he gives this little goofy speech at the end about people changing. And what had happened was is that everybody in the Soviet Union had become the same. But, you know, that's the idea of Marxism. There's no classes. Everybody's the same. And they all felt like they were living like peasants. And then the other thing that happened is McDonald's got in there and, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then they're getting more DVDs and they're looking how Americans are living and they're saying to themselves, why are we living like this? We can live like them, you know? And, you know, and so the point is that, you know, I believe capitalism brings hope. Not everybody succeeds at it, you know, but it brings hope to people. People look at it, you know, whereas the other system and Che Guevara and the rest of them, you know, they're talking about, you know, the embargo with Cuba. That was the stupidest thing we could have ever done. You put an embargo on a country, you know what happens? That cuts out hope. There's no way for anybody to prosper there except the people that stay in power. That's why Saddam stayed in power, because we put sanctions and embargo on him, basically, and everybody else in the country just suffered except the people that worked for him, you know. Same thing in Cuba. Castro is still there. What would have happened if 50 years ago that we said, okay, we'll make it a little tough on them, but we'll, you know, free exchange, free capitalism flowing through in there. I tell you what would have happened, Kate. I'm sorry I'm winded tonight.
That's okay. Do it.
Somebody there would have had enough money to take him out, you know, to pay for it. You know, somebody in Cuba would have said,
right,
hey, we got enough money, because they would have made the money themselves, you
right
know, and he would have had to start dealing with a lot of rich people. That's why I think right now over in China, you know, the communists that run that country, you know, with how many multi-billionaires they have in China right now, they're not exactly spouting their little communist rhetoric all over the place, you know. They're walking the thin line, realizing that, you know, hey, I, you know, these guys could, they could use their money and you know. But I don't know. It's just interesting to see, you know, there's a big talk about what's going on with Cuba right now. And I was always against, you know, the time I was a child, learning that they had sanctions on these people, and learning what sanctions does to countries, and it doesn't overthrow governments. I mean, you know, if that was the case, North Korea would have been overthrown already.
Oh yeah, you know? No kidding. You'll be interested to know, Don, thanks for the call, that Senator Mel Martinez is coming on supposedly later this week, and we're going to talk to him about that very thing, as he has many constituents in Miami that are going now, are going to be able to go back to Cuba and also send money back, and it'll be interesting to see what that, you know, ultimately how open that becomes back and forth. Quickly, a couple of quick notes on this day in history. Back in 1906, San Francisco firefighters halted a massive blaze. It was one of, you know, the all-time big fire in San Francisco. They talk about it so often, almost burned that place down, rather. In 1926, sound process was first announced in Hollywood, and also in 1909, Mary Pickford started film work, an old star back in the non-talkie days, and then eventually I think she came into the talk realm at the tail end. I'm not sure. Maybe not, because there might have been too much of a gap. We're talking about the basketball playoffs. I was watching them before I jumped on the air. Michael Jordan back in 1986, remember this, scored 63 points in a playoff game. Obviously, that was very, very huge for Jordan. In 1898, McKinley, our president, asked for the declaration of war with Spain. Birthdays, and boy, we got a couple of them that are famous. I mentioned a few of them, including Tony Danza earlier. I said that he was 58. Andy McDowell, 51. Robert Smith from The Cure, 50 years old. Charles Grodin, remember him? Beethoven, Clifford, been in a ton of movies, funny comedian, 74 years old. Elaine May, comedy partner of Mike Nichols, wrote and directed a ton of movies, 77 years old. Catherine the Great, if she was still walking the earth, she'd be 280 years old. She was the Empress of Russia from 1729, of course, until 1796. Thanks to everybody who listened and sent in the emails. We do appreciate it. Also, Donovan, for your fine work on the technicals. I'm going to leave you with this from Yogi Berra. In theory, there is no difference between theory and practice, but in practice, there is.
Back to work, everybody. Work, 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 work.